Joining me in the studio this afternoon are Kelsey Reedy, Allison Edgerton, and Beth Wiley. They are three members of the Eureka Women's March 2019 organizing team. Last week in a press release, they announced the cancellation of the 2019 March due to concerns it would be overwhelmingly white. We're going to have a discussion about this. Welcome to you all.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
So who would like to start? And let's just unpack the initial press release that was sent out. What was the intention? I think it was misconstrued in the media just a little bit.
I would say that it was misconstrued, especially in that it isn't canceled. We have postponed the event because we felt that as organizers, the leadership team was overwhelmingly white. And we didn't feel there were really crucial voices in that room to help create an event that would reach all the communities we wanted it to.
And the use of the phrase overwhelmingly white is what the media grasped. First of all, we live in a community where I'm an African American woman, and the demographics here, I think 1% in the county. There is a slightly higher percentage of Native Americans and Latinos in the community, but this community is overwhelmingly white. I mean, that's just what we expect. So why did you self-examine yourselves looking at the leadership? Beth?
Yeah, the stopping and pausing to continue efforts to move towards an event that really fills the need that we're seeing in our community to bring women together. That decision was made, and the words overwhelmingly white came in when we looked around the table at the people who were planning the march. And the need to ensure that voices beyond the overwhelmingly white people in our community are heard, we need to know that we're moving in the right direction through more diverse voices, and to recognize that the systems of oppression have affected those who are not white in a very different way.
Absolutely. So how many organizers or how many committee members are there that were participating in the organization of what would have been the 2019 Women's March? Now it'll be International Women's Day March. Is that correct, Kelsey?
Yeah, I would say that the core organizing team was between, 8 and 10 people. And all of those, besides two new people, have been all white people. So it wasn't just that we didn't feel there wasn't enough representation. There literally was no representation.
Okay. So I recall back the first march in 2017, one of the main organizers was Terry Uwecki, and she is a Japanese-American woman. And I recall when a kind of random rogue Facebook post popped up last year about Eureka Women's March t-shirts. It started a little buzz, like, who's organizing this? And it sounded as though there was no organization. And I remember one of the comments in, from Terry in the paper, she had no idea who was organizing. So I'm guessing she hasn't been involved in the organizing efforts since 2017. Am I correct?
That is correct. And I also just wanted to point out the t-shirts were also not us. That was like some company selling Women's March shirts to different cities. That wasn't involved. The t-shirt page was not us either.
Yeah, it was like a sponsored ad page or something that just captured the word Eureka and March and women's. And have you made any efforts reaching out to women leaders of color in the community, and what has the response been? Kelsey, go ahead.
So we have made an attempt, and we do want to acknowledge that we did not put enough energy into that, that we could have done a lot more. We did not push ourselves to really create a space that was welcoming for everyone to be involved. We did reach out to several groups that were led by people of color and several individual people of color that we knew, but only having a few people in the group that even had those connections means that it was pretty limited as far as what it is that we were capable of. So we definitely have a lot more outreach to happen going forward.
So there was there was a lively discussion both on your Facebook page, on the Lost Coast Outpost comment section. The last I saw it was like over 500 comments, and I'm sure the initial press release post got several comments. A lot was, why are you postponing? Let's other people organize. And there were some critiques as well. There were, I saw from a few women of color critiquing, saying, you're putting the burden on the backs of, that was a Freudian slip, not the blacks of people's back, the backs of people of color. What would you say to that? And I will go as far as to say there has been a national critique of the Women's March due to the lack of inclusion of people of color, trans people, the LGBT community, et cetera. So what would you say to some of those critiques about, you know, putting the burdens on people of color in the community and then the larger scope of the critique?
The impact...
And this is Beth.
Yeah, yes. The impact of our words is something we're 100% willing to take responsibility in and explore ways that we can communicate such that we don't paint a picture that that's our request, because that would be wrong if that were our request. And so, you know, I'm really leaning in to those comments and those feedbacks to better understand you know, ways that I can communicate and that we can all work towards that open dialogue so that we can be clear that that would not be something we would support. And the goal, again, is to have authentic connection with people in our community that brings us together to build solidarity in supporting those who are, again, you know, at the hands of our system of oppression that is working quite effectively, and we're here to disrupt that.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Allison.
And I, speaking from, like, my personal perspective, I agree with Beth that we do need to take responsibility for the impact of our words and how in our statements. And I also, like, thinking back, like, knowing what we would know now, would I have changed it? And I wouldn't, because I didn't see a moral way to go forward without having these voices in our community represented. Because though white people are the majority in this county, that doesn't mean that the leadership team needs to be majority white, because then there's just going to be things that are missed.
One of the things that was said, Latino community was concerned about police presence during marches. That's something that you possibly wouldn't think about as a white woman. Safety, other concerns through your lens may be different than through the lens of women of color or people of color, for that matter. So, Kelsey, you said earlier that the decision was made because the leadership team was overwhelmingly white, and then this press release went out. You didn't feel it was enough time to fix or correct that and seek out people within a few weeks and have a more diverse leadership team? That wasn't possible?
Yeah, I mean, again, I do take responsibility that, you know, there's more that we could have done. It was pointed out that we didn't put it in any newspaper. We didn't outreach to other communities of color. We just outreached to the ones that we already knew and had connections with, which was very limited. And so we didn't necessarily have the thought process of what resources and what processes to go through for this. So we are going to be doing more outreach, but we wanted to make sure that this was done right. We weren't okay with it just being okay or as good as last time. Personally, I had a lot of feedback from the people of color that I know individually who were really hurt by what has happened over the last couple of years here locally and the international and national marches. And so we just really wanted to make sure that this was done right the first time and not harming more of the relationships that we're trying to build in this community.
Right. I am so, so torn as an African-American woman, as a person involved in this community, as an activist. I even had a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and I said, you know, I feel disconnected from African-American issues because of where I live. My worldview is pretty vast, but when it relates to things related to African American culture or people, I'm disconnected because I live here. So I'm really troubled. I don't know what to feel actually, but I do applaud you for taking a pause. I do applaud you for actually putting out a second press release. Would anyone like to highlight a couple of portions of this press release that came out?
Sure.
And Allison, you'll read a couple of parts.
Should I start from the beginning? Sure.
Sure.
The organizers of the Eureka Women's March in Humboldt County, California, are moving the focus towards an event date on March 9th. In conjunction with International Women's Day, to ensure that the people most impacted by systems of oppression have an opportunity to participate in planning. We failed to have the type of collaboration needed to be inclusive of some of the most underrepresented voices in our community, namely women of color and people who are gender nonconforming. Our intention with this march is to effect real social change by raising the voices of all women within our community. And I could read more, but that was the kind of the intro of it.
How about the statement that the NAACP president made? That's part of the press release.
Sure. So in response to this decision, president of the Eureka NAACP chapter, Sharon Blank, said, "I think it was a great decision to postpone the march because it did not reflect the community the way the organizers see the community. They want to do it right. That means the organizers want to build relationships with the larger community of women so that the march actually reflects the diversity of experiences of women in Humboldt County. The organizers checked themselves. They want to do it right, not just have a march."
So were you going to say something, Beth?
I just really appreciate that final sentence, that we didn't want to just have a march. And that really speaks to the strength behind our decision to put the pause button on if we were going to create just another march.
So what are the next steps? Well, you know, I have to back up and I just have to say it was amazing yesterday to be at the Eureka Women's Temple as the Eureka NAACP had its Kwanzaa celebration. And just on the other side of the wall was the Eureka Women's March Planning Committee. So it was just kind of funny that these two entities shared the same space at the same moment. And actually, that helped facilitate this conversation today. So what are the next steps moving forward? What do we do now?
I would say we do have a next meeting scheduled, and this is going to be to everyone who has shown up to participate this year, but also reaching out to anyone that has spoken out who wants to be involved. We also are going to try and get other groups of people of color that we know, specifically representatives of different groups, to try and be involved. But really, this next meeting is just going to be a brainstorm on how we want to work moving forward, whether that means that we put money into doing media to try and promote this and to recruit people, or if we're going to be putting money into hiring someone to come in and help us facilitate a strategic plan about it. We are totally open to what the next steps are going to look like.
And Beth, what would you say to those who are saying, let's go rogue, let's form our own march, let's do this ourselves?
Thanks for asking that question. That's a tough one. There's both sides of speaking personally in this moment, because our group doesn't have a single voice on that issue. I see it as a potential divisive event within our community, and that I applaud those who really want to march, and I ask them to check themselves of what their purpose is of marching. And I hope that they would see that they would like to join in the event that we're creating and be a part of social change in Humboldt County. I think that we have the potential to do that the more women who come on board.
So you're encouraging folks to also participate in the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration that is sponsored by the Eureka NAACP and co-sponsored by the City of Eureka. Full disclaimer, I am a member and on the executive committee of the Eureka NAACP, so I have to announce that. But also there is planning for a larger scale march on March 9th, is that correct? And that's International Women's Day. So, Allison, we are out of time, but if you could give us more information where we can stay involved, stay connected, and then remain in the know of what's going on.
Yeah, so there is a Facebook group called... bringing it up, it is Women's March Eureka Cal. You'll know it because it's in all caps. And we also have, you can email for information, HumboldtWomen'sMarch@gmail.com.
And I have offered an invitation for members of the planning committee and other leaders within the community here, leaders of color, to come on and join me for Thursday Night Talk, The Race Beat, on January 17th, just ahead of MLK event and what would have been the Women's March. Who knows? One could still happen, either authorized or unauthorized. But I do thank you for joining me today and agreeing to join me on Thursday Night Talk on January 17th. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Lorna.
Thank you.